Might be several of you that are not familiar with it, but I think you'll be very encouraged to hear the information that we have this morning. The Bear Valley Bible Institute, let me see if this is going to work on me. Are we going? The Bear Valley Bible Institute began in 1965. It was begun by the Bear Valley Church of Christ in Denver. And the church at the time was only 3 years old, but someone had suggested that y'all need to start a preacher training school up here. And the two elders at the time didn't even know what that was. And so they had explained to them what a preacher training school was. So they started in 1965. Since then, we've had over 1,100 graduates. The initial focus of the school was just to help the churches in the north central part of the United States. And so as a result, there was not a whole lot of efforts being made in other parts of the U.S. Like here, we were just focused in the north central part. Now, though, we've got graduates that are spread out all over the U.S. and all over the world in 21 different countries internationally. Presently, the Denver enrollment, we have 38 full-time students and a total of 68 students in our program there in Denver. This is a graduating class that we had every May. We have graduation, and we look at those. And this particular graduating class went to 9 different states to preach, so Bear Valley was having an impact in those locations. Then we welcomed an extra large class for us, at least, that just started in this past August, and we introduced them to the Bear Valley congregation and have them come and stand on the stage. And it was a very impressive Sunday to have this group that would come. Got 2 short videos that I want to play that will tell you a little bit more about the work. The first one features a guy, Bob Turner, who happens to be here this morning. And so let's go ahead and play that video. Every area. I live in my life home. to fully understand the work at Bear Valley, there are basically two branches of the work. We've got the work that takes place in Denver, which I'll talk about first, and then the work that has taken place internationally, which we'll talk about that some as well. As far as the work in Denver, as I mentioned, it is located in Denver, Colorado, and here is the facility. It is a three-floor wing that's attached to the Bear Valley Church of Christ. We are under the oversight of the Bear Valley elders, and so this is the place where it all happens. We've got nice, spacious classrooms that are equipped with the latest technology, and we are very fortunate to have a facility like this that accommodates what it is that we're trying to do in the classroom. If there's any place that understands the value of a classroom and education, it would be here, and Henderson's association with Fried Hardeman. We have a library that has about 22,000 volumes in it, and so it is certainly adequate for what it is that we're trying to do with the educational branch of things at Bear Valley. We also have chapel every day, as do you here at the university, and we podcast those chapel sessions, and so there are people that are literally all over the world that will tune in and listen to the various lectures that are given in chapel. We also do something every other year, and that is we have a trip to Israel. Last March, we took our students and the faculty, and we went to Israel for 13 days. It is a part of the educational program that we have at Bear Valley. The tour is actually that which is led by John Moore, John and Carla Moore, if you're familiar with the Searching for Truth video done by World Video Bible School. Then you recognize the name John Moore, or maybe you're familiar with the series that John and some others have done that's called Bible Land Passages. But we are working together in these tours of going to Israel, and right now we're putting another one together in March of 2020. If that's something that's on your bucket list, or maybe you've done it but you'd like to do it again, then there will be some information that's on the booth there and back. If you're interested in going on the next tour, several of the teachers at Bear Valley will be will be going as well. We also have a lectureship, just like you have one here. It's one that's continuing to grow. Last year in September is when we have our lectureship. We talked about you can know that there is a God. And it was a record-setting lectureship for us with actually every session set a new attendance record in last year's lectureship. This coming September, we're going to do part two on this series that you can know there's truth. And I know that we've got several teachers from Fried Hardeman that will be on our program, as well as Apologetics Press Men and some others names that you would be familiar with. Bear Valley does give degrees. We give an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree in biblical studies. We are recognized by the Colorado Board of Higher Education in order to do this, so it is something that someone can, when they finish our program, receive a legitimate degree. We also have a women's program that I believe is without rival. There are a number of women that have heard about the Bear Valley program and are interested in that. We call the program that serious Bible study is not just for men. And there have been a number of women that have wanted to study just the Bible and have come to Bear Valley for that particular purpose, not because they're going to preach, because they're not going to do that, but they're certainly going to be involved in women's ministries. And so we have developed a program that is going to especially accommodate the women. Now, this is a full-time program that's available to the women, but for those women that are coming as wives of the men that are in the two-year program, We also have a program designed for them where Monday nights, the men teachers of the Bible Institute will teach the women, and then on Wednesday nights, our wives will teach the women, and it'll be classes designed and a special interest to them, being a preacher's wife, for example, and the kind of ministries that women will be involved in. And so we're very proud of what it is that we're offering on for the women. We also do something that you might be interested in, and that is we have a Future Preachers Training Camp. Every June, second week, we have somewhere between 40 and 50, 13 to 18-year-old young men that come, and they spend a week of camp at Bear Valley, and they learn about preaching, they learn about a Bible study, they get an opportunity to develop a sermon with a lot of us that are there to help them and mentor them, and then they'll preach those sermons. The staff will pick out the best of those, and then they'll preach the sermons a second time to the Bear Valley elders, and the Bear Valley elders will then determine who will preach for the Bear Valley congregation on Sunday. And so it's a pretty exciting time. 8 of the 40 men will get an opportunity to preach for the congregation at Bear Valley. But that's in June, 13 to 18-year-olds. And so if you have one of those in your family, or you know of someone that might be interested in that, then you can, get the information that's available and back and contact us about that. The focus of the Bear Valley Bible Institute is the Word of God. And what we're trying to do, and all the different things that I just briefly described, really focuses on one thing. And this is not going to surprise anybody here this morning to hear me say this, that the focus is on the Word of God. We are training men to be faithful to God's Word, to preach the whole truth of God's Word. That's been Bear Valley's reputation in the 54 years that she's been in existence. And so it is all about the focus on the Word of God. I mentioned, though, that there's really two parts to the work at Bear Valley. The second part has to do with the international side of the work. In 1997, we got a call from a Chinese man that owned a university in Kramatorsk, Ukraine. And he wanted to put in, he was not a member of the church, he wanted to put in a Bible department in his university. And I, to this day, don't know who it was that he came in contact with, but they said, you need to get someone from the Churches of Christ if you're going to put a Bible department in your university. And so he called us at Bear Valley and told us what he was interested in doing. And so we flew over there in 1996, and we met with him and decided that this was an opportunity that we did not want to pass up. And so in 1997, Bear Valley, really by accident, if you want to call it that, more like providence, started a Bible department in a university in Kramatorsk, Ukraine, which is on the east part of the nation of Ukraine. We started out with a maximum of 30 students that were in that program, converted those, had another group of 30 that came in, and we converted those and recognized what a tremendous program and opportunity this was to evangelize in this particular area. And so we started thinking about maybe we ought to start some more schools in some other places and get involved in preacher training in some other places. And so from that point on, from 1997 until today, we now operate 37 international preacher training schools. And more to say about that. The guy that is on the next clip actually is here this morning as well. He's the director of our extension program, Keith Kasarjan. A number of you know Keith. But he would be the one, if you want to ask about being involved in the international work. All right, let's go ahead and play that video clip. All right, let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that Keith had said in that video. Typically, when we think about mission work, and some of you have been missionaries or have been involved in those that have done mission work, the old way, the traditional way that we have done that at Bear Valley was that we bring a man to Denver in order to train him in our two-year program. Now that right there, if you just think about it for a minute, you know that that is going to be something that requires a lot of governmental red tape as far as getting the paperwork in line and so on. But it is also very expensive because they're not going to have the funds in order to support themselves to even fly to Denver. And so this particular model was done with great expense. And then we train him in our two-year program at Bear Valley with the hope that he's going to return to his homeland to work. As a matter of fact, we would even get them to affirm that that was their intention of coming to Bear Valley, being trained in the Bible, and then returning to their homeland to do the work. Or the model that we're familiar with as the church is that someone will go into the mission field and that one missionary family will train someone in whatever location it is that we're talking about throughout the world. There were a number of problems, though, with this particular missionary model. First of all, the student gets spoiled here in the United States. They've never seen anything like what we have here. The level of prosperity, the amount of food that is available, the nice roads, the nice cars, the nice houses is so foreign to anything that they have ever experienced before. And so what happens, they don't want to go back. They've been here for 2 years. They like it so much that they pretty much decide, I'm just going to stay here. Or if they do go back, they go back, but they want to live like an American. They want to live like they lived here in the past 2 years, and that immediately isolates them from the rest of their people, and it creates a rift and a divide between them and the local people, where they sort of see themselves as better or superior to the people that they left. So it just wasn't a good situation. It was not working the way that we had hoped. So what we discovered beginning in 1997 when we were in Ukraine was to train the man in his homeland. Now, obviously, there's going to be some expense on this side of things, but we bring the training program to them. We provide the same level of instruction. We do cater some of the instruction for something that is going to be relevant to them. For example, at Bear Valley, we don't have a class on how to do a church plant. But in these international schools, we do. We teach them, if you want to go to an area, start a church from scratch, how do you go about doing that? Well, we'll have a class that will teach them how to do that. Meanwhile, during the 2 years that they are there, they continue to work for the church. They're of benefit for the church. Keith and I recently got back from going to the school in the Ukraine, and we were celebrating our 20th anniversary there. Well, the church that was there, we're now in a city called Bela Zerka, and I'll talk about why that is in a minute, but The preacher there said that before Bear Valley moved the preacher school to his congregation, they would typically have somewhere between 10 to 15 people there, and he did everything. He would do all the prayers, he would do the sermon, the Lord's Supper, and everything. And there are several men here this morning that probably know what that's like to do 100% of everything in a worship service. Then the school moves in, and now you've got these students that are interested in being song leaders, interested in preaching on occasion. They're thrilled to say a prayer or read scripture or do whatever it is that the church would like them to do, in addition to being involved in local evangelism. And so the school really provides a benefit to the local churches. Plus, they're being trained by men that are just like themselves. There's not this cultural gap now of bringing them to the United States. They're shoulder to shoulder with men that grew up in that world, that grew up in that culture, that speak that particular language. And so there were a number of positives in doing it this way. The benefits, more students are able to attend. We talk about how much it costs to bring one man from a foreign country to Denver. Well, now we can train multiple times more students when we bring the training program to them. They never get used to American life. They never are exposed to American culture. And that's a good thing, because that's not going to be a draw or a temptation. More countries are impacted as a result of this particular work. And I think about some of the places where we go in East Africa, for example, will have men from several neighboring countries, and they're trained, and then they go back and they evangelize the people in their particular country. Our second oldest school is actually in North Tanzania, in a place called Arusha, Tanzania. Well, there were a number of students that came down from the country of Kenya and were trained there in Arusha, Tanzania. Well, they returned back and evangelize people there in Kenya, And then they ultimately started another preacher school in conjunction with Bear Valley in a place called Kisumu, Kenya, which is now one of our best schools, but it's a second generation school started by graduates of our school that was in Tanzania. I don't know if you got all that, but it was a very exciting thing to see a second generation school. Cost effective, the amount that it costs to train someone sometimes is ridiculously low. It depends on what country we're talking about, but imagine the thousands of dollars it would take to train some international student in Denver versus the cost of these various facilities in these various countries. So we're presently operating 37 schools, and the dots that are up there now are the initial schools that we started after the first couple of years. But now I'm just going to keep pressing this, show you where all of these schools are located. So where are we going next? We've got 37 now, and Keith Kasarjan is probably the one person that could answer this question of where we go next. Keith is one that has a very thorough system in which he checks out the... We get invitations all the time. Would you be willing to come and put a preacher training school in our location? But Keith doesn't hop on an airplane and go over there and look at the work. He's got a number of questions that need to be answered, an application questionnaire that needs to be filled out that is going to determine whether this would be a viable place for Bear Valley to start a preacher training school. But we've got 37 that are in operation now. So what's happening with these works? At the end of every year, we ask all of the students, all of the schools, to answer a number of questions. For example, how many baptisms did you have in the last year? And we ask them to track this throughout the year so that when the year is over, they can give us those numbers. Well, it just so happened, since we're deep enough into 2019, that able to include 2018 numbers with the figures that I'm going to put up here. All right, just for 2018, we had 3,956 baptisms just last year. We had 85 new congregations established just last year. We had 36 restored churches that were lost to denominationalism that were now won back to the truth. One of those churches had 122 members. We're in 24 different countries, had 178 graduates. Now, when we combine that with the numbers of since 2013, just adding those numbers, yes, that number is correct. 13,756 baptisms. These are just those that were baptized by our students during the 2 years that they were in school. We are not able to track what these men do when they graduate. This is just what they were doing while they were in school. So if you're one of those that say, you know, people are just not baptized anymore, or just don't hear about people being converted to Christ, then this should be tremendously encouraging to you to imagine in this amount of time, basically 5 years' time, 13,000 people have been converted to Christ. Got locations, as mentioned, all over the world: Cambodia, Cameroon, West Africa. Baptisms taking place all over the place. In Ghana, West Africa. Since 2013, we've graduated 589 men. So you can imagine that these are churches that now have a qualified man to fill their pulpit. 251 churches that have been established. 68, this is since 2013, we've restored 68 churches back to being the Lord's church. Here's a picture of the one that has 122 members. It's a very large congregation that's in West Africa. We have creative evangelistic things that we do. For example, we have a particular boat in Cambodia that takes the water from the lake and purifies it. It's an extensive system, but then it provides clean drinking water that is provided to the people in the village for free. And as a result of this, we open up the doors of opportunity for evangelism. There, as a matter of fact, Keith, I believe that the people that are operating this right now were baptized by this particular work. But it's one of those things where we're given the tools to our graduates so they can figure out a way to reach the community, evangelize the people in that community. 750 students are being trained full-time. That's our enrollment right now. Actually, I believe the number is 766 total. This actually is a picture taken of a new facility that is in Kisumu, Kenya, in East Africa. And so we're excited about the fact that that school has grown. You probably recognize this guy. In last of October, the first part of November, Ron Butterfield and Edna and I were in our school in Fiji. And this was the last night. You stayed a few more days, Ron, I think, but I was going to be there for a few more days. And the church there honored us by giving us these gifts. You can see Edna there as well. This was on graduation day. Now, when you look at Ron's legs, you're thinking, I cannot unsee that. But nevertheless, that was Jason, who is the academic dean at the school in Fiji, is also here this morning, and it's good to see Jason. I believe Rocco is already headed back, but I know this congregation is involved in the work in Fiji. Now, I say this because there might be some others that are like Ron and Edna that have an interest in being involved in this program. As a matter of fact, there are some of you that already know that Bear Valley has partnered with Fried Hardeman in our preacher training school in Haiti. And some of you have been there and been involved in that. As a matter of fact, I had someone even this morning say that they had recently gone and taught in the school in Haiti. You might be interested in doing exactly what the Butterfields did and find a location like Fiji and go and work there. What does that mean? What does that entail? Well, what we did is we taught for 2 weeks. Ron taught a class in the afternoon. I taught a class in the morning. He taught Galatians. I taught 2 Corinthians. And it was a situation where the housing was already provided for us. It was very nice setup, very nice facilities. I was able to hear and sat in a number of Ron's classes. I know he did just an excellent job of teaching the men there in Fiji. And then, ladies, there's opportunities for you as well. Edna did a woman's seminar on a Saturday in between the 2 weeks that we were there that was very well attended and much appreciated by the women there. It was something that if you have an interest in doing that and traveling to some of these locations. There are certainly opportunities for women as well to be involved in working with the the local women, strengthening them and encourage them as well. So what I have is this brochure, and if you're interested in finding out more about potentially teaching in one of these locations and a number of other questions, then pick up one of those that's got the this one doesn't have the extra sheet inside, but make sure you get the information sheet. You can ask Ron and Edna some more about that. Jason Pierce is here this morning. You can ask Jason if maybe you'd like to go to Fiji and teach there. But there are certainly opportunities. And as we continue to grow and expand this program, we're needing qualified men and women to go and to work in these places. It is possible that you could go for just 1 week if that's all the time that you have. Or you can do it like the Butterfields and I did in Fiji and go there for 2 weeks. But the amount of good that the Butterfields did in Fiji is one that would be impossible to truly capture. It was amazing to see the love that people had for them, the appreciation that they had for them. And then I think about the personal benefit to me. I didn't know the Butterfields before we were thrown together into the work there in Fiji, but what a great blessing it was to work with them for a little over 2 weeks in Fiji. And so there's an opportunity that you might be interested in. You can talk to me. Obviously, you can talk to the Butterfields more about what they did as well. This was our second oldest school in Arusha, Tanzania. I've been there many times and have taught there. We had a brother that was, I believe, in Alabama that gave us this building in Gorlovka, Ukraine. He said that the building was worth about $1 million. It was, you can see that it's a very, very nice building. But on a Sunday morning a few years back, armed Russian rebels with masks on, AK-47, busted in during worship. The church there in Gorlovka worshipped in our building there. They lined everybody up against the wall. You can imagine how terrifying that was. Said that they were taking over the building, and that the our brothers and sisters there needed to vacate the building. Well, one of the men there that is associated with our work said that this was also a school, and there's a number of student files and important paperwork related to the school. Would there be any way that they could get those papers before they vacated the building? Well, to our surprise, the rebels said that they could do that. And so they just were carrying out as much paperwork as they possibly could. And then as the brethren were leaving the building, they could hear them tearing things up, breaking things. And as of now, those rebels still occupy this building. And so this very nice facility that was given to us that we use for preacher training is now in the hands of armed Russian rebels, and they still occupy that building. So what we ended up doing was looking for another location further into the country of Ukraine that was a little bit safer, and we ended up in a city about an hour from the capital city of Kyiv called Bela Zerka. Very, very nice place, and as I mentioned earlier, the brethren there were very excited about having the preacher training school move there, and that brought in about 25 new people, men and women, students, into that congregation. So you can imagine what a boost that was. But I tell you this story because everything isn't always great. It doesn't always work out the way that we had hoped. As a matter of fact, since we've been doing this for over 20 years, there have been at least a half dozen locations that we have closed the school or we've pulled out altogether because it wasn't meeting the standards that we felt needed to be met. We're serious about preacher training. We're serious about this work. And if it's not accomplishing the goals that we have set forth, then we'll move somewhere else. We've got way too many locations and opportunities to spend time in a location that is simply not working out. This is the classroom in Haiti, and this is one that Fried Hardeman is working with us in that particular location. Talk about a country that has faced a lot of adversity, but yet the people there are so excited about the training possibilities. These graduates are truly filled with gratitude. And anyone that has gone over there, and I know the Butterfields could attest how many times they said, please tell the brethren back in the U.S., thank you. Thank you for sending the Butterfields. Thank you for your involvement in coming over and helping us, training us. And there is nothing put on about this at all. It is so real, so genuine that they are truly thankful for the involvement that the U.S. churches have. And so thanking congregations like this one in Henderson that's involved in international work, that's involved in Fiji and other locations. So at Bear Valley, our idea is we train preachers. That's what we're trying to do here and throughout the world. Thank you very much for your kind attention, and I hope that you're encouraged by the good news that is taking place with this international work.